In May, the state of Michigan suggested closing Benton Harbor High School as a way to pay down the district's debt and focus on academics for K through 8 students. After staunch resistance, the plan was dropped. In August, representatives from the Michigan Department of Treasury presented a plan to create an advisory committee with members from the state, the district, and the community. The Benton Harbor Area School Board voted Saturday to approve that committee. They also appointed board member Denise Watley-Seats to serve on it.
Mr. Taylor?
Yes.
Ms. Rush? Yes. Ms. Watley-Seats?
Yes.
Ms. Crowder?
Yes.
Ms. Buchanan?
Yes.
Mr. Bradley? Mr. Watson?
Yes.
Motion passes.
The committee would have 11 voting members and one non-voting member. They are charged with assessing the district's academics and finances within 3 months. A full suggested operating plan is expected by March 31, 2020. All other members of the committee will be appointed before the committee begins its work. I'm Jennifer Weingart in Benton Harbor.